Сегодня пандав Нирджала Кадыш. По идее, полный пост от воды и пищи. Супер пост. Но по милости Гурудева нам можно сильно так не поститься. Можно прятать какие-то фрукты, воду и так далее. Главное, чтобы не страдало сужение. Если служение страдает, то какой смысл в посте? Первый и последний раз, когда я соблюдал этот пост, был когда я присоединился к движению сознания Кришны. Я помню, было очень тяжело. Мы всем храмом постились, после обеда мы просто слегли, мы уже не знали, что делать, потому что было очень жарко, был июнь. Не пили воду, ничего не ели. Весь храм лежал. Вообще ничего никто не делал. Даже повторять невозможно было святые имена. Как полуумершие лежали в саду. У нас был в то время дом деревянный, естественно, кондиционеров не было, было очень жарко. Единственный вариант был лечь под яблонями. У нас был яблоневый сад. Там человек так 30 лежали в полумертвом состоянии, пытались воспевать святые имена Господа. После этого я подумал, если смысл поста в том, чтобы находиться в таком состоянии, вообще совершенно бездеятельно, то какой вообще смысл поститься? Это был мой первый и последний раз на Нирджала Кадыш, без воды и без пищи. Бажора. Мы читаем, продолжаем читать паломничество Господа Чайтаньи по святым местам. Прабу аси кайла пампа сараваришнана панчавати аси тахан карила вишрама. В ходе своих странствий Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху пришел к озеру Пампа и омылся в нем. Оттуда он отправился в Панчавати и там остался на ночь. Насике трямбаккадеке гела брамагири кушаварте айла яхан джамила гадавари. Потом Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху посетил Насику, где увидел божество Триамбаки, Господа Шивы. Оттуда он направился к Брахмагире, а потом пошел в Кушаварту, к истоку реки Гадавари. Сапта Гадавари Айла Каритирта Бахутара Пунарапи Айла Прабу Видьянагара. Посетив многие другие святые места, Господь отправился в Сапта-Гадавари и в конце концов вернулся в Видьянагар. Раманандарая Шуни Прабура Агамана Ананда Сия Кайла Прабу Саха Милана. Услышав о возвращении Шри Чайтаньи Махапрабху, Рамананда Рай очень обрадовался и сразу же пришел увидеться с ним. Дандабат ханапада чаранедхария алингала кайла прабу танре уттайя. Когда Рамананда Рай простерся в поклоне у лотосных стоп Шри Чайтаньи Махапрабху, Господь тотчас поднял его и заключил в объятия. Триста двадцать первый, Мадхилила, глава девятая. Я боюсь, что в китайском варианте у нас нету этой части. We have to maybe ask Sulakshana when she is back to translate. For Chandrakanti, because Sulakshana has been very lazy, avoiding this important service. Dui jane pema veshe karina krandana pema nande shishtila haila dunkara amana. Охваченные сильнейшим экстазом любви, они оба зарыдали, потеряв власть над собой. Катакшани дуи джана сустирахана. Нана Иште Гоштикаре Итара Васия. Через некоторое время они пришли в себя и, сев рядом, принялись беседовать на разные темы. Тирта ятра катта прабу сакала кахила карнамрита брама самхита дуи пунти дила. Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху подробно рассказал Рамананде Раю о своем паломничестве по святым местам и поведал ему о том, как обнаружил Кришна Карнамриту и Брама Самхиту. Обе эти книги Господь отдал Рамананде Раю. Прабху кахе туми эй сиданда кахила эй дуи пунти сей саба сакша дила. Господь сказал: «Все, что ты рассказал мне о преданном служении, находит подтверждение в этих двух книгах». Пайра ананда хайла пустака паия прабусаха асвадила ракила ликия. Рамананда Рай был очень рад, что получил эти две книги. Он наслаждался их чтением в обществе Господа и сделал для себя копии обеих. Госани Айла Грами Хайла Калахала Прабу Кеды Китилока Айла Сакала. Известие о возвращении Шри Чайтаньи Махапрабху распространилось по всему Видьянагару, и все местные жители собрались, чтобы снова увидеть Господа. Локкадекки Рамананда Гелани Джагари Матьяхне Утила Прабу Бикшакари Бари. Увидев, сколько людей собралось, Шри Рамананда Рай вернулся домой. В полдень Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху встал и пошел обедать. Ратри кале паяпуна кайла агамана дуи джане кришна каттая кайла джагарана. Ночью Шри Рамананда Рай вернулся, и они с Господом стали говорить о Кришне. Так прошла целая ночь. Дуи джане кришна катта кахи ратри дине парамананда гела панчасатта дине. Рамананда Рай и Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху беседовали о Кришне днем и ночью. Так в великом блаженстве они провели около недели. Рамананда кахе прабу томара аджнанана аджнапана раджа келе килун ами виная кария. Рамананда Рай сказал: «Дорогой Господь, исполняя Твое указание, я написал царю смиренное прошение». Lakshana, would you be so kind as to translate for poor Chandrakanti and not be lazy? For that, I will read English. Actually, this is a very important service to do, to facilitate Shravanam Kirtanam for other devotees. Chandrakanti, so Lakshana will translate for you. At least something. At least something. I know that translation is a very difficult service. I used to do it in the past. Okay, something important. How do you know if it's important or not? Should I announce it? I am about to say something very important, so please pay attention. Everything is important. One time, one devotee, Srila Gurudev would have his darshans every morning, every day. Sometimes he would speak, sometimes he would not speak, or sometimes he would speak a lot or just a little bit, but everyone was there in Gurudev's veranda, just being with Gurudev. And sometimes he would just be quiet, and sometimes he would say a couple of words. But we were all there waiting. And usually he will say something, always. And we would sit with Gurudev for an hour, hour and a half before going back to our duties. And then at the end of the darshan, the devotee arrived and asked me, Prabhu, did I miss anything important? I didn't even know what to answer to that devotee. I mean, the answer is obvious. He missed a lot of important things. Every moment in the association with Gurudev is supremely important. So what can we say to that question? Gosani aila grame haila kalahala, Prabhu kede kitaloka aila sakala. News spread in the village of Vidyanagar about the arrival of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and everyone came to see him once again. Lokadeki Ramananda Gelani Jagare Madhyan He Utila Prabhu Bhikshakari Bare. After seeing the people who gathered there, Sri Ramananda Rai returned to his own home. At noon, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to take his lunch. Ratri Kali Raya Punah Kaila Gamana Duijani Krishna Kataya Kaila Jagana. Ramananda Kahe Prabhu Tomara Ajnapana Rajake Likilum Ami Vinaya Kariya. Ramananda Rai says, my dear Lord, with your permission, I have already written a letter to the king with great humility. Rajamora Ajnadila Nila Chali Yaite Chalibara Udyoga Ami Lagiyachi Karite. The king has already given me an order to return to Jagannath Puri, and I am making arrangements to do so. So in the previous meeting, Mahaprabhu asked if Ramananda Rai could resign from the post of the governor and then come back to Jagannath Puri and be in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Ramananda Rai, he wrote this letter asking the king to release him from his duties, and king obliged.
Is this king Partapuntram Maharaj?
That's a good question. We'll probably,
maybe.
Yes, we'll probably hear about it later. Prabhu kahe etamora enimityagama tomalana nilachale karila karibagamana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, it is for this purpose alone that I have returned. I want to take you with me to Jagannath Puri. Raya kahe prabhu age chalanila chale mora sangi haiti ghoti sainya kolahale. Ramananda Rai said, my dear Lord, it is better that you proceed to Jagannath Puri alone, because with me there will be many horses, elephants and soldiers, all roaring loudly. He was still a governor, an important person in the government, so he said that, Prabhu, if I come with you along, then there is some necessity for all the soldiers and escort to come with me. I cannot avoid that. So better if we go separately, return to Jagannath Puri separately. Dina daise iha sabara kari samadhana tamara pache pache ami kari vaprayana. I shall make arrangements within 10 days. Following you, I shall go to Nilachala without delay. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tandre Asite Ajnadiya Nilachali Chalila Prabhu Anandita. Giving orders to Ramananda Rai to come to Nilachala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed for Jagannath Puri with great pleasure. Eipatte Purbe Prabhu Kaila Agamana Seipatte Chalila Dekki Sarva Vaishnava Gana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned by the same road he had formerly taken to Vidyanagar, and all the Vaishnavas along the way saw him again. Yahan yaya loka utte haridvani kari deki anandita mana haila gaura hari. Wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, the holy name of Sri Hari was vibrated. Seeing this, the Lord became very happy. So previously Mahaprabhu went to all these places, and he was taking the same road he came to Vidyanagar before. that as we heard, everywhere Mahaprabhu would stop or pass, people would take chanting of the Lord's holy names. And when Mahaprabhu was going back after making sure that Ramananda Rai is able to return to Jagannath Puri, he took the same road and he could see the fruits of the seeds that he planted there, that everyone was chanting the holy name. Alalnathe asi Krishna dasi pathaila Nityanande adi Nityagane bolaila. When the Lord reached Alalnath, he sent his assistant Krishna Das ahead to call for Nityananda Prabhu and other personal associates. Prabhu Ragamana Suni Nityanandaraya Uttiya Chalila Preme Teha Nahipaya. As soon as Nityananda Prabhu received news of the arrival of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately got up and started out to see him. Indeed, he was very impassioned and in his great ecstasy. Jagadananda Damodar Pandita Mukunda Nachiya Chalila Dehi Na Dare Ananda. Sri Nityananda Rai, Jagadananda, Damodar Pandit and Mukunda all became ecstatic in their happiness, and dancing along the way, they went to meet the Lord. Gopinath Acharya Chalila Anandidahana Prabhu Kemi Lile Sabe Patte Lagapana. Gopinath Acharya also went in a very happy mood. They all went to meet the Lord and then finally contacted him on the way. Prabhu Premaveshi Sabaya Kaila Alingana Premaveshi Sabikari Anandakrandana. The Lord was also filled with ecstatic love, and he embraced them all. Out of their love, they began to cry with pleasure. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Anade Chalila Samudrera Tire Asi Prabhu Re Milila. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also went to see the Lord with great pleasure, and he met him on the beach by the sea. Sarvabhauma Mahaprabhu Padila Charane Prabhu Tandre Uttahana Kaila Alingane. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord pulled him and embraced him. Premaveshi Sarvabhauma Karila Radane Sabasange Aila Prabhu Ishvara Darshane. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya cried in great ecstatic love. Then the Lord, accompanied by them all, went to the temple of Jagannath. Jagannatha Darashane Premaveshi Kaila Kampashveda Pulakshurte Shaira Basila. Due to ecstatic love experienced upon visiting Lord Jagannath, inundations of trembling, perspiration, tears and jubilation swept the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bahunritya Gitta Kaila Premavishtihana Panda Paila Ailisabi Mala Prashadalana. In ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted. At that time, all the attendants and priests came to offer him a garland and the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food. Mala Prashada Pana Prabhu Sustyahaila Jagannath Hera Sevakasaba Anande Milila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became passionate after receiving the garland and prasadam of Lord Jagannath. All the servants of the Lord Jagannath met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great pleasure. Kasi Mishra Asi Prabhura Padila Charane Manya Kari Prabhu Tandre Kaila Alingane. Afterwards, Krishna Mishra came and fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord. Prabhu Lana Sarvabhama Nijagare Gela Moraghare Bhikshabali Ni Mantrana Kaila. Sarvabhama Bhattacharya then took the Lord with him to his home, saying, "Today lunch will be at my home." In this way he invited the Lord. Divya Mahaprasada Anekanaila Pitapana Adi Jagannatha E Kaila. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought various types of food remnants that had been left by Lord Jagannath. He brought all kinds of cakes and condensed milk preparations. And Jagannath Mahaprasad is very unique. at the temple of Jagannath, they don't offer anything that was not native to India. So that means they have no chilies, no tomatoes, no eggplants, nothing that was introduced into Indian continent later on by the Spanish or Portuguese, or potatoes, they don't offer potatoes. So it's quite a unique composition. So this is the way of tasting something that was offered, the same type of food was offered over the hundreds, maybe thousands of years to Lord Jagannath. So when you're having Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath, this is the original type of food without any alien ingredients in it. And it is also said that Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath and Baladev, they're quite different. Lord Jagannath is taking very simple prasadam, not so rich, not so elaborate. But Baladev, Mahaprasadam is very complex. They have lots of ingredients in it, there's more taste to it, it's not as plain as Lord Jagannath Mahaprasadam. Even though they bring it together, but there's a difference. I mean, you can ask the priests or people who know whose Mahaprasadam is whose. And they will tell, okay, this is Jagannath Mahaprasadam, this is Baladev's Mahaprasadam. So the reason why they cook especially tasty kind of prasadam for Baladev is that Baladev have this very hot-natured mood sometimes. If he doesn't like something, he gets angry quite easily. So just to make sure that Baladev is very happy, they offer him very tasty prasadam, lots of ingredients, extra spices, some extra sweetness to it. So this is the difference. And every time our devotee is visiting Jagannath Puri, the Mahaprasadam will be arranged by the mats, caretakers. And then everyone sit down, they bring these big clay pots, and then everyone sit down and the devotee is served. It's a very wonderful experience. Anyone was there during the... before you joined the mission. It's very auspicious what you did actually. You were traveling to the holy places, visiting Vishnu temples, Jagannath Puri. And that time you didn't know devotees, right?
I was searching.
You were searching. You were searching in the right places. And then by the grace of the Lord and because of your sincere search, you were guided to the right place. Bhiksha karana tandri kaira sayana apane sarvabha makare pada samvahana. After offering food for to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya made him lay down to rest, and he personally began to massage his legs. Prabhu tandre pattaila bhojana karite sei ratri tandra ghari rakhila tandra pite. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sent Sarvabhama Bhattacharya to take his lunch, and the Lord remained that night in his home just to please him. Sarvabhama Sange Ara Lana Nijagana Tirthayatra Kattakai Kaila Jagarana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates remained with Sarvabhama Bhattacharya. They all stayed awake the entire night as the Lord spoke of his pilgrimage. Prabhu kahe eta tirtha kailun paryatana tomasama vaishnavana dekilun ekajana. The Lord told Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, I have traveled to many holy places, but I could not find a Vaishnava as good as you anywhere. Eka ramanandaraya bahu sukkadila bhattakahi eilagi miritekahila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I received much pleasure from the talks with Ramanandaraya. The Bhattacharya replied, for this reason I requested that you met him. Tirthayatra katte kailun samapana sankshepeka hilun vistara nayaya varnana. Thus I have ended my narration about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pilgrimage, describing it in brief. It cannot be described very broadly. Ananta Chaitanya Lila kahite na jani lapilajja kanatara kari tanatani. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are unlimited. No one can properly describe his activities. Yet, I make this attempt out of greed. Thus, this but reveals my shamelessness. And the greed is the greed for listening about the nectar of Mahaprabhu's pastimes. This is the greed Krishnadas Kaviraj is speaking about. He can hardly stop talking about it. And once, this is the nature of the devotee, once they hear or they know something, immediately they want to share it. And while sharing it, they are enjoying it again. While preaching, devotee is also listening and getting benefited. And this gives them pleasure to talk about Lord's pastimes or pastimes of Lord's devotees. So that kind of greed is very welcome. Prabhura tirtha yatra katta shuni e jana chaitanya charane paya gatta premadana. Whoever hears of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pilgrimage to various holy places attains the riches of very deep ecstatic love. Chaitanya charita suna shraddha bhakta kari matsarya chadiya mukha bala hari hari. Please hear the transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and devotion. Giving up envy of the Lord, everyone chant the holy name, Hari. E kale kale ara nahi kona dharma, Vaishnava Vaishnava Shastra, e kahe marma. In this age of Kali, there is no genuine religious principles other than those established by Vaishnava devotees and the Vaishnava scriptures. This is the sum and substance of everything. Chaitanya Chandra Lila Agada Gambira Pravesha Karite Nari Sparshira Hitira. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are just like an unfathomable ocean. It is not possible for me to enter into it. Simply standing on the shore, I am but touching the water. Chaitanya Charita Shaddaya Shuni Ejana Jateke Vicharitata Paya Premadana. The more one hears the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith, analytically studying them, the more one attains the ecstatic riches of love of Godhead. You can translate that to Chandrakanti. This is an important part. I know that in the beginning it is a little bit difficult for the devotees to relay to these pastimes or to follow up. But even though we keep listening and we keep reading, and slowly, according to our sincerity and our faith, something is coming, entering our heart. And by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, the Mahaprabhu pastimes are revealed in our heart and we can understand and appreciate them more. Even though we might not remember all the names and where did Mahaprabhu go, which places he visited, it is important. Everything is important in this book, but what is the most important is Mahaprabhu's teachings. By his actings, by his words, through his pastimes. That message is very important. We do not study geographical locations of Mahaprabhu's pilgrimage to South India. What we're paying attention is Mahaprabhu's mood and the mood of the devotees that he meets. Chaitanya Charita Shraddaye Shuni Ejana Yadake Vicharitata Paya Premadana. The more one hears the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith, analytically studying them, the more one attains the ecstatic riches of love of Godhead. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pada Yara Asa Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. So we just finished chapter describing Lord Mahaprabhu's travel to holy places. So the next chapter is the Lord return to Jagannath Puri. You have any questions so far?
Sometimes we listen from our gurus appreciation of other religious traditions, right. But sometimes, like this verse, it's said categorically that only
Vaishnava teachings, Vaishnava scriptures.
So mm-hmm. Can we harmonize it?
Well, naturally, Vaishnava devotees are respectful to everyone, and also to other religions or our other spiritual traditions. We're showing our respect, but we're very fanatical in our own following. So from one sense, we're very broad-minded. From another sense, we're very fanatical when it comes to following the pure line of our acharyas, pure line of Mahaprabhu. So for this reason, Krishnadas Kaviraj is saying that actually this is true. I mean, according to their Sukriti, different people can come to different conclusions or come to different practice in order to attain Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the ultimate way and the most successful and the fastest way that reveals everything to you is the Vaishnava way. Vaishnava philosophy, Vaishnava scriptures, living Vaishnava saints. They can show you the most ecstatic process and the way that leads you to the ultimate destination without stopping here and there and trying to, you know, waste your time on lesser practices. There is nothing you can do about it, but it has to be said, and this is true. But again, as being Vaishnava means being very tolerant and humble. So naturally, Vaishnava would give respect to everyone. But Vaishnava will never step down from that path, or never turn right or left. They will always go straight, following the footsteps of the previous acharyas. And in their preaching to other Vaishnava, aspiring Vaishnava devotees, they will be very straightforward, saying that this is the only way and this is actually true. And Mahaprabhu is saying that too. The shloka, the only way for this age is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, following the footsteps of the Vaishnava devotees and serving the Lord, lotus feet. And in his verse he is saying, Kalernama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalavanasteva, Nasteva, Gantirata, Gatir Anyata. This is the only way in this age, Kali, in this age of Kali, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. No other way is possible. I mean, you can take other ways, but you may not go far, I can say, or you might get lost. Even following Vedic principles is dangerous. I mean, we're not talking about other religious concepts, but even some religious concepts and scriptures that kind of close to us, it is dangerous to follow them in this age. Even the Vaishnava scriptures, some Vaishnava scriptures, it's quite dangerous for us to read because we will misinterpret. We have no realization, no understanding of the depths described in those Vaishnava scriptures. So we're trying to avoid that, and we're simply trying to chant the holy name and serve Guru, Vaishnavas and Krishna. That's our aspiration. It's the main practice. In this age of Kali, we can say mildly, simple-minded, but not very intelligent. So for that reason, Mahaprabhu came and gave us Kali Yuga Dharma, chanting of the holy name as the only process and the easiest process of attaining the highest goal of our life. Now, Vaishnavas take it to the extremes, like Vrindavan Das Thakur said, if someone will not accept Nityananda Prabhu as his only shelter, his only life and soul, I will kick him in the head. That kind of extreme expressions. Not just saying this is the only way and you have to follow that. No, I will actually physically abuse you. Why is he saying that? And Vrindavan Das Thakur can say that, being a pure devotee of the Lord, is to attract attention of the Lord, to force the living beings to wake them up by doing so and attract some attention from the Lord. And the Lord, seeing that his devotees are misbehaving like that, physically attacking other people, he will be very merciful and save them. It is a very unique concept too, but in order to evoke Lord's mercy, the Vaishnava is ready for everything. Because Vaishnavas, they know the ultimate benefit of what they are have to offer. So sometimes they can be rather extreme, a little bit radical too. But softly and with love and affection doing so. And ultimately we're here to offer something to the Jiva souls, something that we received. And the rest is according to the security of that Jiva soul. If that soul is taking it or not, but even a slightest touch, if slightest connection with the Vaishnava devotees can help that Jiva to step on that path and continue on that path in this life or next life or 10 lives later or 100 lives later, it doesn't matter. From the absolute point of view, time have not much value. Like we used to hear what you're saying, Krishna consciousness is the multi-life project. It takes some time. And in fact, unlimited time. It doesn't matter. It's worth it. Whatever it takes, it's still worth it. And sometimes we might feel that no matter how long we practice, and actually we're not practicing that long. Like the other day, Devashish Prabhu was saying that some of us practiced or being a member of the movement for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, and still we're in the neophyte stage. Still we're like a spiritual babies. So it doesn't matter. The time is irrelevant when we're talking about Krishna consciousness. Time and space are absolutely irrelevant. We have to forget about these two definitions. Did it answer to the question a little bit?
Yes.
I mean, really, it's a miracle to see how new people are joining the movement and taking Krishna Nam and sincerely trying to practice. For me, it was always a miracle. In the beginning, I was one of those newly joined, and then over the years I witnessed so many other Jiva souls coming and taking shelter of the holy name, taking shelter of the Vaishnavas and Gurus, and that was always a source of big inspiration for myself. Because sometimes I find very little enthusiasm to continue, but when I'm looking at everyone sincerely trying to practice, then that enthusiasm is coming back. And usually, after years of practice, we all come to the same conclusion that we know nothing and we achieved nothing. And mundane-minded people would give up on that stage, but by some reason we don't give up, which is kind of strange. You know? Sometimes I'm thinking maybe I'm just crazy or gone mad somehow. And also I hear other devotees that practice for years and when you ask them, how are you spiritually? How is your spiritual life? They said, nothing, just getting worse and worse. So did you get anything? Nothing, like zero. And of course, I'm very happy to be in association with the devotees and have so many devotees as friends. It's always inspiring, but for myself, nothing. The more I'm practicing, the more I understand that I got nothing. This is a common answer that we will get. And still, one time Srila Gurudev asked me to speak during some occasion, I don't know, here in Thailand. And then I said, Gurudev, I'm rather not, because I have nothing to say. He said, really, you have nothing to say? He asked me, Prabhu, how long you been in the Krishna consciousness movement? I said, oh, Gurudev, maybe 20 years or something. And you have nothing to say after 20 years? He said, no, Gurudev, I have nothing to say. He said, but you're still sitting here? I said, yes. Then you must got something, since you're still sitting here after all these years in association of the Vaishnava devotees. So go and tell them what you got. And so I had to say something. But it was only possible by the mercy of Srila Gurudev. No other way. Otherwise, I had nothing to say.